Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust in the magic, the miracles that come as a result of. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love. Jana. Welcome to another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with Jana. It is such a privilege to have a dear friend on with me today. Her name is Bree Pugh. She is a grace frequency embodiment coach, the creator of the Rising Phoenix Sisterhood. See the link in the show notes below. Helping women rise from the ashes of their trauma to step fully into the power of the truest expression of themselves. Without further ado, Bree, take it from me. Tell us about yourself, what it is that you do, let the people experience who you are and the activations that you're here to bring forth on this conversation.
Sister. Hi, my love. Thank you for having me.
I work with women and really just holding space for them to move through their own healing journeys, their awakening journeys, stepping onto their spiritual path and helping them to rise into purpose. Because what I have realized very much so in my own experiences over the past couple years is that we are all on some sort of healing journey. And if we're not on a healing journey, we are running. And when we allow ourselves to step into that space of healing and to move through that, we awaken to new aspects of ourselves and our connection with a higher power. And in doing so, we rise into our purpose. We realize our true mission here on earth. And I believe we're all here for something much higher, much bigger than maybe we consciously realize at this time. And it all gets to be discovered through our life experiences and through just owning our stories, owning our truth, and following those soul desires. And that's what lights me up. That's what I really love to help guide women through. So.
Well, that's incredible. And it really speaks to what the collective needs right now. And you use the word awaken, which is one of my favorite words, awakening dormant coding, reactivating us. It's a remembrance, right? And what I'd really love to do is have you speak to what's recently come through for you, as I feel it's really powerful for the listener to witness the evolution as it's actually unfolding, because so many of us are maybe starting on our business journey or are actually feeling a calling to completely disintegrate what was, to rise into a new level of leadership. And could you speak a little bit more on what's been coming through for you around the grace frequency?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a little bit of background. I experienced a rape, which by an energy healer, which led to a pregnancy and an abortion, all in my first year of entrepreneurship. And it really rocked my world. I didn't even really realize what had happened for a while until I realized I was pregnant and had to deal with all of that. And it's just been, that happened in August of 2018. So I'm a little over 18 months past that. And it's just been quite a journey of moving through
a lot of my own shit and running from a lot of it and then moving through it and finally getting to a place now at the beginning of 2020 where I'm able to see all of the gifts and the reason behind everything that occurred. And I've realized this higher purpose in me, which is to empower other women to own their stories. And, you know, I've, the thing that has been coming through to me so strongly is this idea of the Phoenix archetype, which is, you know, the rising Phoenix, this idea that we've all been through something or many things really, that has, you know, burned us to the ground, turned us to dust, turned us to ashes. And, you know, we don't have to become that. We don't have to become, identify with that victim story. We get to take our power back by owning our stories. And we do that by finding the deep wisdom and the lessons in those experiences and rising back up and helping other people. You know, I fully believe that anything that any of us have been through or are going through is for us, of course, but it's also for the collective, the greater whole. And sometimes it can be really difficult to find that and to see that. And, you know, that's why I created my Facebook community, Rising Phoenix Sisterhood, is to really help women own that and see that, that they all have that potential and that capability to transmute whatever they've been through and turn it into something beautiful for themselves and to help somebody else with it. And to me, that Phoenix archetype, that is the frequency of grace. It's embracing the duality, right? You know, that's what life is. It's a lot of beautiful things, but it's also a lot of challenging things, but we get to decide whether we want to make something good or bad, whether we want to hold on to the weight of something or let it go and move on and turn it into something beautiful. And yeah.
Yeah. And as you were sharing, I had to do a little bit of Googling for myself because I wanted to really feel into the true definition of what grace means. Mm-hmm. So we can paint that picture for the listener. And the first thing that came through as the noun, grace, is simple elegance or refinement of movement. And why I love that so much is it really speaks to embodiment, right? When we allow ourselves to feel into the body and then move the energy through us. Mm-hmm. And then the second part that really stood out to me as a verb is to do honor or credit to something or someone by one's presence. Mm-hmm. So your simple act of being, mm-hmm, and shifting into that acceptance of self and taking the power back and allowing yourself to really use what has occurred in your life to then provide an opportunity for others to heal. So it's like turning our mess into our message.
Yep.
And really giving ourselves permission to love every aspect of the self, including the shadow, like you had mentioned.
Yeah. Your pain can turn into your purpose if you allow it to. It doesn't always have to be your pain. The pain's just the entry point.
Mm.
But you have to be willing to feel the pain, right? So many of us don't even get to that place where we can even look at it and feel it because we are so afraid. We're afraid to feel it. We're afraid to feel pain. And so we numb out and we avoid and we run and we distract. And I did about 5 months of that before I started to acknowledge and face my stuff. And I can't remember who said this, but I think I heard this even before I went through all this stuff, is, you know, we as humans on planet Earth, we're all going to feel pain. It is part of the human experience, but suffering is a choice.
Yeah. And turning pain into purpose. I really love that. And I'm going to take note on that because that's really important for everyone tuning in is, you know, pain has been painted as this villain, this bad, mm-hmm, I'm wrong, something bad happened that makes it mean that there's something wrong with me? And that's like removing the aspect of identity and just allowing the grace to, mm-hmm. the words that came through was grace to me sounds right now, as I'm listening to you share, is a state of willingness mm-hmm. and allowance to be free and void of judgment and fully in acceptance.
Yes.
Ooh, I feel all the chills. That feels so beautiful and divine. And of course, the next thing that you see in the Google search is divine grace, which has so much been, you know, looped into religion. Mm-hmm. And that's not the direction we want to go to. There's nothing wrong there. But we're here to really redefine grace and divinity. Mm-hmm. And to me, being in a state of divine grace, which is what it feels like what you're doing, is being in that really beautiful communion with the highest expression of self that never judges you, that sees no wrongs, that knows that everything, even the darkest moments that you've moved through, are actually all perfect. Mm-hmm. And yours to harness to serve the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Oh, they're all blessings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really redefining what we do here.
Ooh, my body's like vibrating right now.
Yeah, I love it. And anybody that's not watching, Bree and I actually had the privilege to record this live. And I looked over at her and her entire solar plexus is like quivering. I'm seeing her like... Everything in her body is still, and then like her solar plexus, her shirt is literally like, it looks like there's somebody like taking like it's vibrating. I don't know how else to put it. It's like weird when you think of a vibrator, but that's what it looks like. And I was like, is she good? Like, what's happening?
I'm shaking.
But that's the beauty of what is frequency, right? Frequency is a vibrational current. Mm-hmm. And it's a speed of vibration. And so as you start listening to these conversations, you might start noticing that you're feeling different. You might feel energy moving through your body as we go through and redefine some of these terms that have been so in certain paradigm definitions. You might start sweating. I'm sweating right now. And so is Bree. We're getting activated. Well, that's what activated is. And I'm really clear as to why this conversation is going this way, because Bree is also... the woo bitch. I will be sharing that in the show notes too. You can follow her at the woo bitch on Instagram. She's actually created an entire, like, I don't know if it's a thesaurus or it's a dictionary of defining woo words for those that are just dipping their toe into the spiritual awakening community.
Yeah.
And please tell us where that came from.
That came from my boyfriend, which still sounds crazy to say because it's somewhat new. It came from, it was his idea, because when we started hanging out, he admitted to me later that he would go and Google words that I was using because he had no idea what the hell I was talking about. The first time I met him, I dropped the word portal, and he said, I had started talking about aliens, and he was like, I was cool with the aliens, but then you said portal, and you lost me. And so, you know, I think he has started keeping a list in his phone of different words that he has no idea what they mean. And so it's just inspired me, because what I realized is, like, he's someone who, you know, on this outside said, I'm not that spiritual, like this, like it's this separate class of people. And I'm like, boo, that's separation to think that, like, we are all the same. This is just, it's just language. And that's been such a beautiful thing to witness, is like so many of us have such a similar awareness of the way that we perceive life. And it's just, we're using different words. The same goes for religion, right? It's a lot of times it's just linguistics. So
I love that. And as I'm hearing you share it, you know, I've spoken to this on some of my podcasts where, you know, why words and language is required. When we speak, there is a vibration that moves from our body and leaving our vocal cords, that when it hits the other person's ear, it activates something in them. And that's where you, as the grace frequency embodiment coach, comes in, where we're actually using language and sound and energetic frequency activations to create like a remembrance. And like you said, your partner didn't consider himself to be spiritual, but we're all spirit, obviously, at the end of the day. So we're all spiritual, but it's just, how do we create this unified front of where we all remember that even though we use different language, everybody has that ability to connect within and connect up to their higher power.
Correct.
Because if you wouldn't mind sharing, when you first met him, you were like, oh, this can't possibly work because he's not spiritual enough.
Mm-hmm. He's not my person.
He's not my person because it didn't look the way she thought it was supposed to look.
And we don't have this emotional connection, which
is a lie.
You know, and I blamed it on him not realizing. So backstory was like, I met this person about 1 year after what was like probably the darkest time of my life, which was the post-trauma time after this rape, the months after it. You know, people don't talk about that as much as it's with trauma. It's not necessarily just the experience itself. It's all the stuff that happens after that, that then gets wrapped into this dark, heavy cloud. And sometimes you don't actually know that you're in it when you're in it. It takes time for you to then look back and be like, whoa, I was like in a very dark, dark place. And that's how I felt at the end of 2018. And so fast forward 1 year to around October 2019, I was moving through some really heavy stuff. And now I am able to look at that and see that I was feeling the shadow of where I was at the year before. And just finally feeling like we were speaking about before, I had processed what I'd been through at a mental level through therapy, through EMDR, where like I can talk about the experience, all this stuff. It's totally neutral. Like it doesn't faze me, but I hadn't allowed my body to fully feel all of the emotional stuff that was attached to this experience, and it all came roaring back in October of 2019. And I straight up felt like I was dying inside, and I didn't know how to explain it other than that. I just felt like, ugh, every day, and just awful. And it was like a lot of heavy, like just deep sadness and grief energy that I needed to move through. And of course, I met this person as I was moving through this. And so I was very closed off and enjoyed his company, but I was like, no, this isn't my person. I'm going to have an emotional connection. Bye-bye. Not realizing that it was actually me that was blocking it emotionally, because I had all this stuff that I needed to move through and clear out in order to create space. And I took about 3 months to do that, to just literally sit with myself. Sometimes that meant laying on the floor of my living room and staring at the ceiling for an hour and literally just like laying there, sitting there. I could not be bothered to post an Instagram story. I had to take about 2 months off of my business. I had to hit pause and just take a step back and ground and just be with myself. And you know, speaking to that, like I think so many of us in this online space, in this entrepreneurial space, don't allow ourselves to do that because we are constantly comparing ourselves to everybody else and their success stories online. And we've all made up some completely fabricated timeline that we are racing against a clock to reach. And if we don't hit a certain goal 1 month, we have failed. And so there's a lot of resistance to taking space and time to move through your shit. But I can tell you from experience that if you're not going to look at all your stuff and allow yourself that space to move through it, it's not going to just go away. It's like hiding a dead body in the closet. The smell is going to get stronger.
Oh my God, I love that.
You know?
I think we can all relate to that one. Yeah.
And so you have to allow yourself to do that because, as we were talking about the other day, nobody actually has business problems. They have personal problems that are leaking into their business. And that's what this was. And so giving myself the space has not only allowed me to create space for new creation in my business and totally rebirth myself, but I also created space for this person to come in that I couldn't even see before because my perception was completely distorted by all of my own emotional stuff that I was moving through, and I needed to go home and clear that out. And mm-hmm. then higher self guided me to reunite with this person. And when I did, I didn't know why. And when I did, it was like, oh, there you are. Mm-hmm. You were right in front of me the whole time, and I couldn't even see you. And now I see you.
And that's the secret sauce, right? The hack is, or is no hack, that there is a synchronicity and a pathway that's so magically orchestrated. And I want to speak to the fact that this feels really synchronistic with, I just got off of another interview with Rosalind Zelinda. And why this is really important is she's a trauma coach that teaches that trauma is actually not a disease. It's just dis-ease in the body. And she had a massive awakening moment where higher self came through for her and told her, you have to come back into the body because that is where the trauma lives. And it's not to say that these different modalities that people choose into for healing are bad, but there was a disconnect, is what you told me, with the, is it the
EMDR.
EMDR. Yeah. It has helped a lot of people move through trauma, but what it didn't do for you is it didn't allow you to feel into your body and actually release the energy of the trauma from the cells in your being.
Correct. Yeah. And it was just a piece. And that's what I have realized is, like, there is no guidebook to healing from whatever you have moved through, whether it's some sort of trauma or it's loss or whatever. You know, there's no guidebook for that. And everybody has to figure out their own process, and we get to layer different modalities together. And there's different phases of it, right? Like, I felt really good for a long time after I moved through about 5 months of EMDR therapy. And then it all came back in another wave about 8 months later. And I had to really feel all the stuff in my body. And I experienced a beautiful somatic energy healing with a group of healers on a retreat where they legitimately removed the spirit of the baby from me that was still in my womb. And I kid you not, I felt very different after that. But then it still wasn't done. You know, I still needed to go home and, like I said, just lay on the floor and just cry and release buckets of tears. You know, purging mm-hmm. comes in so many forms. And another really powerful thing that has helped me is breath work, because that really gets you into your body, and that really dislodges a lot of the, like, emotional gunk that gets just stuck in the crevices mm-hmm. of your body and allows you to let it out. And, you know, there was a moment where I was doing a breath work session where I laid down on my yoga mat and I hadn't even started breathing yet. And I just started releasing these huge heaves of energy where it was almost like I was sobbing, but there weren't even tears coming out yet. I was just like, like, just purging. And it was stuff that was like just wanting, had been waiting to come out.
Full body chills. And, you know, as you're sharing, I'm realizing more synchronicity, because we are truly all different messengers, different vessels for the same message, the mm-hmm. same work. Because as you were sharing, you know, you're teaching on grace, frequency, embodiment, Rosalind's teaching on taking your trauma and feeling it and embodying your truth and allowing yourself to release it on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then how do we do that? You came home, literally came home to you.
Yeah, girl.
In the container that I had created that was yep. downloaded to me. But all of it is all that we're doing is helping people come home, be embodied, and embody that grace.
Yes. Yes. And speaking on the synchronicities, I know we've talked about it, but isn't it so funny how, you know, I was just moving through all this stuff. And of course you launched your program in December, and I was just like, I need support with, I feel like I just need somebody to hold space for me to move through this stuff. And that's what I went into your container thinking that it was for me. And I think that's what it was at the beginning, but I had no idea that the program was about relationships. And it's funny because what, a month into it?
I think within a few weeks is when you recognized who he was for
yeah.
you. Yeah. Yeah. And so then it's not confusing for the listener. It is about relationships, but I've actually recently gotten a download that it's so much more than just our physical manifestation of relationships. It's about sacred union, and sacred union is first and foremost the relationship with self and higher power as the president, the priority in your life, which then as you're in that unified state, then magnetizes to you everything that's in accordance with your highest expression of good, which is what this beautiful sacred union partner was for you, that you were able to receive in the most miraculous way. I mean, the way he ended up in Hawaii at her retreat, guys, like you couldn't have planned this.
It was bizarre,
but not right. Like we know that magic and miracles are amongst us all the time. It's about tuning into the frequency and allowing our lives to be the most beautiful, the most brilliant versions of themselves. You are just a living, breathing organism of what's possible. Yeah. And now you're creating that space for other women. So if you are oscillating in Miss Bree's space, you better be ready, because nothing's going to look the same, but it's going to be better than you could have ever imagined it.
Yeah. And I feel it coming even from like where we're recording this now to probably when this goes live.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And no time and space exists. Right. There's so many activations that have come through already. And by the time this goes live, you're going to probably listen to it and have witnessed the expansion of Bree and myself, I'm sure, yeah, as well, because I don't know who I am from yesterday, let alone like 4 months from now. Forget it. I'm going to be in Bali in May, losing my mind. Next level ascension. What? I'll share that with you guys another time. And actually, Bree's going to be there with me. So we'll have to do a follow-up Full Circle Moment podcast at the end of, probably not the end of May, but early June. For those of you tuning in, be ready. It'll be yummy and delicious. Whew, so many activations already. Okay, I would love for you to share a little bit about the beginning of your journey before the trauma. Mm-hmm. What was your initial moment of, like, when was that first moment where you were just like, this is what I need to do. This is what I'm made for.
Totally. Let's see. So I just left LA after having been there for about 7 years. And so I was in my mid-20s. I'm 31 now. I was like mid-20s and was working, you know, various corporate jobs, had amazing friends, fun lifestyle. On the outside, it felt like everything was great and as it should be. But I just got to a place where I realized I was really unhappy. You know, I had taken fitness to a very unhealthy place. I was like CrossFitting 5 days a week and also lifting at another gym, like counting almonds, terrified of fat. This was the belief I had. And I know that there are people that have this belief, is if I can make my body perfect on the outside and like get abs, then I'll be happy and then I'll be worthy of the love that I desire to receive.
Mm, so restriction.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I had like two back-to-back toxic, I say this in
quotes.
Yeah. Relationships where I was very much in victim mentality, blaming, not taking responsibility for my side of the street whatsoever. And it took the fitness stuff and then me finally just getting to a place of rock bottom and total surrender of realizing how unhappy I was and that I wasn't actually working out for myself. Who was I doing it for? What was that? If that's not going to make me happy, what is? Universe, I need your help. Please guide me. Show me the way. And about a month later, actually, a law of attraction book essentially fell off of my shelf. I had one of those moments where I was like getting downloads as I was blow drying my hair. My hair dryer exploded in my hand and I was like, it's the universe speaking to me. It was definitely universal laws that kind of entered me into that space of getting onto my spiritual path, of realizing that I have the power to design my life, that life is not happening to me, it's happening for me. What do I actually want to be doing? I feel like everything that I've been taught is this weird matrix paradigm that's not actually real, where you go to college and then you marry the person you met in college and then you get the job and you move to the city and then the suburb and the white picket fence. Are you puking right now?
I feel sick. Yeah. As I'm listening to her share this,
that's
concept.
Like kind of the programming that I had from growing up in the Midwest. And that's not to say that any of that is wrong at all, correct, but it just didn't feel aligned for me. And, you know, working in corporate didn't feel aligned for me. And it took me waking up to realize how out of alignment I was in all these areas of my life. And of course, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. About a month after I'd woken up to all of this stuff, I met my first spiritual mentor, and she really guided me through things. And she was the first person that really gave me the permission that I was not able to give myself at that time, which was, you know, Brie, you're a healer. You're here to help people, like to raise the consciousness of the planet. You need to go figure out what that means for you. Mm-hmm. And that was really it. You know, and the whole thing has evolved so much. I initially thought that I wanted to be a holistic health coach because having come out of like this toxic place with fitness and health, it was a beautiful entry point for me to understand that we are not just our physical bodies. We also have a mental, emotional, and spiritual body. And now I know also astral body and like all of these other ones. But for me, it was like, okay. There's all these different layers of myself that I get to take care of. Mm-hmm. And I needed to explore that first. And that then, that exploration and that study made me realize how passionate I was about, you know, the psychology and the spirituality aspects of things. And really just, you know, for me, it's always been, if I learn something and realize something that's so groundbreaking and life-changing, it's not just for me. I don't want to keep it to myself. I want to shout it from the rooftops. And so it was like, I want to help other people break out of the paradigm, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been multiple evolutions of that.
Oh, I love that. And to speak to what I was experiencing as you were painting that picture is actually like a visceral reaction of a nausea wave that was coming up inside of me. And why I want to speak to this is not to make any decision that you've ever made wrong, like Brie was saying, and it's not wrong if that's something that your soul is leading you to, and you can live a really beautiful life living in that particular awareness and still be in a heightened awareness. Because there was a period of my life where I was in corporate and I was actually integrating my highest expression of self and creating really beautiful rapport with the clients that were coming in the corporation that I was working. And I was really creating moments of leaving people feeling something, that level of people will always remember how you make them feel, even if they don't remember your name or what you said. And so I was actually living that expression before I was shifted out of corporate into my true path, which then led me to be a coach. But why I wanted to reference this is my physical reaction was my spirit telling me, this is not your path. So it's, I wanted to create a really clear distinction. If you feel into your body, if you're in that state of listening to your soul resonance and trusting your intuition, we don't have to experience suffering and pain for an extended period of time unless we're in resistance of the message coming through. And I stayed in corporate far longer than I needed and created more pain for myself because I didn't actually understand. I didn't have a mentor then. I didn't know that I had a choice. I didn't know that I can trust my intuition and that there was another pathway for me to take. So I'm feeling called to share this with all of you. If you're feeling ill, if you're feeling unsettled, there's a reason. Tune in and ask why. Just like Brie just said, her mentor said, you need to go figure out what this means. Go figure out what all of this means. You get to trust yourself. So powerful.
And to speak to that, this is coming through for me, you know, because I experienced that too of like, I was going through this awakening. I was getting all this guidance from this mentor, but I was still in a really toxic work environment. But it took me waking up to realize, wow, I was perpetuating that too. I was going to work every day and sitting around with my team, with my coworkers, and we were all just creating this vortex of negative energy. We were the toxicity. Like, we were creating it ourselves. And I finally got to a point where I was like, enough, enough. And I brought them all. The book that fell off the shelf for me was called The Power. I think it's like the sequel to The Secret, which at this point, I would not recommend that as like the entry level book to the Law of Attraction, but it was the one that really moved me. And I remember I bought it for everybody on my team. And I was like, guys, we have to be the ones like changing the environment here. Like, we're creating this. And so I think my point is like, if you're in a space right now where you aren't doing what you know you're called to do, but you're still kind of stuck in whatever environment you are in, because sometimes it takes some time to exit that, it doesn't need to be the misery. You are in charge of that energy. You can transmute it. Be the leader. Be the beacon of light for your coworkers. You have that power.
Mm-hmm. And it's about the law of resonance too, right? I recognize that I could only be yanked out of a situation when I stop resonating at that level of energy. And so until the lesson is learned, it's not removed, right? And so as I reflect back and I think about corporate and why I stayed in places that I was so miserable is because I was in avoidance of my shadow. And the minute that I could look at the shadow and heal the shadow, I stopped being a match for the shadow to be reflected to me in my experience. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to, once releasing the shadow, I wouldn't have to do anything. It was like this position just disintegrated, yep, or this job just fell apart and I was like guided to another one. None of it had to be done from outside of me. It was me doing the inner work and my outer world started to
mirror that back to me. That's what happened to me too. I got laid off of that job and—
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. And then, you know, what still wasn't ready to start my business was still in my certification program, went to another one, conveniently got laid off of that one too at the 6 month mark, which happened to be the same month I was done. I'm like, okay, universe, I will take that invitation.
Yeah. And see, and that's the thing too, when we start on this walk of becoming aware that we are more than just a physical body, is we don't just go into woo-woo land and sit there and meditate on a mountain for the rest of our lives. There is action that is required in the physical realm that we will be led to, and it's being courageous and also graceful in our choosing the action that is fully in alignment with what the nudge is telling us to do.
Yeah. And sometimes when I've at least experienced it, and I've talked to many other people who have, where it's like, we may know what we need to do and we're still so afraid that the universe will rip the cord, rip the band-aid and create the opening for us to then do it. Kind of like kick us off the cliff a little bit, but then catch us with the net. You know, anybody that I've ever talked to that has gotten laid off and lose their job, I'm like, congratulations.
Literally, let's celebrate. Yeah. And that actually happened to me after I attended Gabby Bernstein's Spirit Junkie Masterclass level 1 2 years ago. And it was maybe 3 years now. And I was sitting there and she said that some of you guys are going to go back and pray the prayer that everything that no longer serves you be removed, and let us know, send us an email when that resignation or that layoff comes, we'll do a dance party for you. And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, my job, like somebody, the owner has a stroke, they shut down the business, and thank God I'd gotten paid. And there I was standing like bare naked in front of the universe saying like, oh, damn, I'm ready, right? It's time. Like, I need help. And so I called on the supernatural, and that's when everything took its turn for the better, when I said yes. Mm-hmm. So good. Well, if you could pick one challenge, the one that stands out to you the most, the one that first comes to mind right now, that you could speak to and how you overcame it as an example of what's possible for the listener. Mm.
I mean, probably the biggest one is this rape experience. I don't know. Nothing can prepare you for that. I mean, I think the biggest thing that helped me is I was so grateful that I was in the place that I was at, like spiritually and mindset wise, when that experience happened, because had it happened, you know, 5 years before, I probably would have crawled into a shell and been in complete victim mode. And not to say I haven't had my victim moments, but I allowed myself to say and really feel into, okay, this happened. What was for me here? Like, what are the lessons? What are the blessings? You know, why did I attract this into my reality? There's obviously a greater purpose, and there has been there's been layers to that, and I think it's still being revealed to me and will continue to be revealed. But I think the biggest thing is, like, we cannot always control what happens to us. We can't control the cards that we are dealt in life, but what we can control is how we respond to those cards, how we respond to life. And that is where your power lies. So can you take whatever you've been through and turn it into your greatest gift? And in doing so, can you also see how you get to now help somebody else because of that thing? Mm. And you know, I shared my story on the internet back in August 2019. And it was really scary and liberating and beautiful. And I had no idea how powerful our words are. And that's been such a beautiful experience. It's like, so many of us have been through so much stuff and we don't think it's that important, right? Or we don't want to be too much. So we don't share it. We don't speak about it. But I promise you that whatever you have to say and whatever you have to share from your experience is, it will help at least one other person. You know, the most moving moment for me was after I published my story in Elephant Journal, was a woman from Pakistan messaged me on Facebook and told me that she had read it and wanted to get on a call with me and tell me what had happened to her. And that was, I think, the moment where I was like, ah, okay, I now see the purpose in this experience. This is the gift. This is the path now.
Beautiful. Really, yeah. I'm going to share that article with all of you in the show notes for anybody that feels called to read it and resonates with the message. And yeah, it's really powerful and beautiful. And I'm grateful for you and for you sharing it so boldly.
Thanks, Beth.
Yeah. And with that, what I'm hearing you share too right now is the power of our message really being laced in our gifts to serve. Because my next question to you was speaking to the story of any possibility of saturation of the market, when in reality, when we're in our own lane, when we're honoring our gifts and we're harnessing the lessons and using them for the greater good, is it even possible for the market to be saturated?
Oh, hell no. I don't think competition actually exists. We live in an abundant universe where there is enough for everyone. And specifically in the coaching space, you know, everybody has their own essence and energy, and not everybody's going to be attracted to you. And yes, like what you were saying, is nothing is an original thought, right? We are all sharing a lot of the same core messages, but we're all sharing it in our own unique way. And I think what makes it even more unique is when we are able to bring our stories into that and weave it in with this wisdom, this stuff that we're teaching. And that's what makes each of us unique in like our own brand and our own work. And, you know, there's so many spiritual teachers out there. You read books and it's like all pretty similar messages, but one person can, you can hear the same thing 100 times and one person can say it in one way and it just like blows your head off in a whole new way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, never be afraid that, oh, somebody else out there is already doing what I want to do. No, you're a snowflake, boo.
You remember that. You're a snowflake. You're a very unique snowflake. And the next question I had for you is like, what's the biggest takeaway you want to leave with the listener? You're all unique snowflakes, guys.
Yeah, you're a snowflake.
Yeah. But if you do have another morsel of wisdom, mm-hmm. that if they leave with nothing else that you want to impart upon them, what would that be?
Own your story. Own your truth. You are not a victim. And you get to overcome and move through and rise up through anything that you have been through. I don't care what your background is. I know so many people have been through way crazier stuff than I've ever witnessed or experienced in my life, you know, and we get to choose what we want to do with those things. And yeah, so you get to make that the most beautiful gift and help heal yourself and other people through that process. So,
oh my gosh, so good. It's been so incredible to be here with you. I feel like we were in conversation for about 17 years. I don't even remember where we started, but it was eloquent and beautiful. And for all the listeners tuning in, you can reach Bree. I'll drop all of her contact information into the show notes, including her amazing blog post article in the Elephant Journal, mm-hmm. as well as access to her private Facebook group. Is there anything else you want to let the listener know that they can?
I don't think so. Yeah, you can
access. And whatever else she decides to gift you with, that will be provided yes. over the next few weeks as she feels inspired as the downloads come through. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Bree, for being here.
Thank you, girl. I appreciate it.
And if you haven't subscribed, please do so below so that you can continue to receive notifications as more interviews, more wisdom drops come through. Until next time, your host, Jana, with Soul Ignition.